This week, we're talking recreation, a new 24-hour recreation guidelines by Participaction for adults to help put the technology and devices down and start taking care of yourself. Joining us this morning to talk about just that is T.A. Loeffler, an ambassador with Recreation NL, now for a number of years. T.A., good morning, and thanks for joining us here on the VOCM Sports Spotlight.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
So, T.A., we've seen a number of different participation guidelines for kids and youth, but now there are guidelines for adults ages 18 to 64 as well. What can you tell us about these new guidelines?
So these new guidelines focus on having a healthy 24 hours. So that they've broken it down into three categories: physical activity, sleep, and sedentary behavior.
Why are these guidelines so important and those three particular topics?
Well, the idea is when we can maintain or increase our physical activity, everything tends to go a little bit better. So the guidelines suggest that adults have 150 minutes per week of moderate to vigorous aerobic activity, some strength-building activities twice a week, and then trying to get rid of a bit of our sedentary behavior, so breaking up long periods of sitting, trying to have no more than 3 hours of recreational screen time. And when we put those two things together, we tend to have higher quality sleep. And the guidelines are suggesting that most adults will need between 7 and 9 hours of good quality sleep.
And is that common for adults to be lacking in sleep?
Oh, I think it probably is. It takes a lot of discipline, I think, actually, to sleep well. We don't often think about, you know, being really proactive about our sleep. But I know for me personally, when I've gotten outside, when I've had some really good, vigorous or moderate physical activity, and I've had a full day, I know that going to sleep and staying asleep is much better. And indeed, if we can have those consistent, you know, going to bed and waking times, what the sleep research tells us is it works even better.
We're speaking with T.A. Loeffler on the VOCM Friday Morning Sports Spotlight. T.A., why should adults be minimizing their sedentary time as well?
Well, it's sort of, I think, in these set of guidelines, they're taking the focus that any progressing towards any of these targets will result in some health benefits. And sort of the closer we're able to get to those targets, you know, the healthier we'll be. But sometimes I think people feel really discouraged if, you know, they look at 150 minutes and go, well, I'm only doing 10. And so I think it's about making progress. It's about making positive steps. And I've always believed that healthy, active, and engaged adults help raise healthy, active young humans. And so I think we young ones can look up to us and see us as adults being physically active. We as adults can help facilitate the physical activity of young ones and vice versa. And so I think sometimes it's about seeing how we can be active as families, what kind of other strategies. This guideline also recognizes that physical activity isn't just in a gym. It isn't just lifting weights. It can be gardening. It can be hiking, yoga, and it can be things like parking your car at the far side of the parking lot.
Yeah, which is a great point, actually, because, you know, people might look at 150 minutes a week or, you know, even like that kind of strength training in some form 2 times a week and say, where am I going to fit the time in for this? But there's lots of different ways you can do this, like you just mentioned, without actually going to the gym.
Exactly. And you know, I know a lot of busy folks have sort of kind of sorted out using some active commuting, so walking or bicycling to work. I know in the wintertime I did a lot of skiing, you know, noon hour skiing, so using some lunch hours perhaps for some physical activity, and then trying to work it into some of our other things. So, you know, strength training doesn't necessarily mean, you know, the gym again. It could mean carrying your groceries further across the parking lot. There's a, you know, a famous strength training move called a farmer's walk, which kind of, you know, mimics holding things in your hands, like back from the day when many folks here even in our province had to carry water back to their homes. Well, we can try to carry those groceries a little bit further. And indeed, we have to build up. We can't just sort of leave the gate having not been terribly physically active. I mean, a lot of folks get very excited around the new year, and we know that by the third week of January, they're feeling pretty discouraged. So I think it's about making some goals. You know, friends, family members can help. YouTube videos. I know during the pandemic, a lot of folks were offering some YouTube-based physical activity classes, physically active, getting better sleep, and trying to leave some of that sedentary behavior behind. and also, you know, being kind with ourselves. You know, we're all works in progress. We're all aiming towards these guidelines.
And TA, for those who might be listening to this interview now this morning and say, this sounds like something I want to get on board with, how can they get involved?
Well, they can definitely visit the Participaction website. There's a little October Active Challenge on the go there. Lots of hints as well for lots of different ways to weave physical activity in. Also, Recreation Newfoundland and Labrador's website has some lots of good hints there for becoming more physically active. And also checking with your municipality. Lots of both large and small municipalities in the province have physical activity programs that people may be able to participate in.
T.A. Loeffler, thank you very much for joining us here on the Friday morning VOCM Sports Spotlight.
Thanks so much for having me again.